The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Welcome back again to the Tony's Event Center here in Salina, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school basketball of the Kansas State High School Activities Association State Championship Tournament as the Atchison Phoenix battle for third this afternoon against the Bulldogs of Baldwin High School. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. We always got Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. That's what that guy does. He's there all night. He's there all day. He'll be getting his mail address changed to Post Office Box G here in about a minute. Joseph, we appreciate all you do, man. Thank you very much. Tom Couch with you here courtside, and it's already been a very hectic start to the day. The girls' game has just wrapped up, the third-place game, and it was Fort Scott as they fell to McPherson in the third-place game. The championship game is going to have Wellington and Bishop Miege. And, you know, it's one of the things you love about going to the state tournament. You see a lot of people who you know kind of and you don't see very often and you don't get a chance to chat with a lot. Well, I had a nice visit with Coach Allen from Bishop Miege a little while ago. We were talking a little girls basketball, and certainly Benedictine has had some great players from it, Bishop Miege, and how the landscape of high school basketball has changed. And yeah, you know what? Some of these best teams, the teams that seem like they are in it annually, back in it again this year. So in the championship game, it's going to be for the girls. You're going to have Bishop Miege with a 21-3 and Wellington a 23-1 team battling it out. And that'll be the game coming up after this one. Right now, though, here's where the Class 4A Boys State Basketball Championship stands. After the games last night, is McPherson gets by Baldwin, 62-49. McPherson, the undefeated number one seed, moves on to the championship game. And they're going to be pitted against Hugoton, who snuck by Atchison last night in an incredibly low-scoring game, 39-38. Hugoton's record now 22-2, and they are going to be in the title game about 6:30 or so here tonight at the Tony's Event Center in Salina. Nice crowds making its way in. It's a different atmosphere in the afternoon of championship day, a little more relaxed, a little more laid back, a little more casual. You see guys here on Radio Row. In the olden days, it was jackets and neckties. Now you're seeing T-shirts and ball caps. It's been a lot of evolving in all of this over the course of the last 45 years or so. Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about these two particular teams and what they are looking at, looking to do, and who they're going to have out there doing it. We'll return here to Salina, Kansas. We're approaching the tip-off for Phoenix basketball here this afternoon on Care Radio.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Both teams are still out of the court warming up for our feature game this afternoon on Care Radio from the state tournament in Salina, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody. Let's take a little bit of a look here. A lot of us are not familiar so much with Baldwin, okay, and the Bulldogs and who they play and how it went for them this season. So we're going to just take a little quick review of that. And I would tell you that there are people who think that they league in which Baldwin participates is a really good league, a league that, has teams in it that are very similar to Atchison. They've got Paola, Anderson County, and Burlington. They've got Lewisburg at Spring Hill, Tonganoxie and Eudora. You've got Wellsville in that mix. They also dropped in tournament action with Seabury Academy and Augusta. They had Osawatomie and Ottawa. I mean, just a lot of teams, similar size. They had a game with Royal Valley back in early February. And Jeff West was on their schedule this season. So was Bonner Springs. And, of course, then in postseason, Jeff West, Bonner Springs, Independence, Lewisburg, all wins for this team. So you say, okay, well, they won a lot of games at 20-4. To whom did they lose? Well, they lost in game to Eudora, 68-60. They also lost against Wellsville, 62-55. It was Ottawa winning 70-50 over Baldwin, and their last loss, of course, was that game last night as they lost to McPherson, 62-49. So this is a really good team. You're going to find them scoring a lot like Atchison, although maybe a little less points. Most of their games find them in the middle 60s. I mean, you look at their score, 62, 65, 65, 60, 62. There's a 76, then you're back to 62, 62, 60. So you know the kind of number, okay, that you're going to expect from Baldwin and what Coach Don Blatchett expects from his team. So mid-60s, if you're Atchison and you're Coach Pat Battle, you got to be looking at this going, okay, either I'm holding them back or give me 70, I could take my chances with how this is all going to shake out. So for Atchison, getting those kind of points is kind of the key to this. Atchison also is going to do something a little different tonight than what we have seen from them so far this season in the tournament, and that is Atchison is going to be to my left. They're going to be in the colors. They are going to be the visiting team this afternoon in both games one and games two of the tournament. Atchison was the home team sporting the home whites today. They're going to be the visiting team and sit on the goal to, or on the bench to the left and be wearing their reds. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. Well, a PA guy down in front of us is we're here on Radio Row in Salina, getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. We'll be back. Bring you the starters, bring you the tip. All coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Back with us here in Salina, Kansas. PA guy doing as he's been doing for days now, introducing the starters to this ball game. Let me do it for you. What do you think? First of all, for the Baldwin High School Bulldogs under head coach Don Blanchett. Like I mentioned, the Dogs coming into the game at 20-4 on the season out of the Frontier League. And they're going to be starting Joseph Zimbicki. Joseph, 5'10" senior. You're going to have Taylan Torres. He is a senior at 6'1". Cooper Carr, 6'2" sophomore. Leo Schoenberger, he's a sophomore. Good height at 6'4". And rounding out the starters at 6'5", another sophomore. You think his Baldwin team's not going to be good for a minute? It'll be Colton Collum. So you've got Zimbicki and Torres and Carr, Schoenberger and Collum. For the Atchison Phoenix at 21-3 under head coach Pat Battle. Of course, his excellent assistants, Mark May and Christian Arnold. Atchison is going to be starting their typical five with Damar Hernandez, a 5'10" senior. Cheater Purdy, a senior at 6'4". Another senior with Trey Carter. He goes in at 5'9". Junior Eric Smith III at 6'3". And rounding it out for Atchison, Jay-Z, Josiah Kelly. He is a junior at 6'1". So three seniors, two juniors out on the floor for AHS. Certainly wanted to thank you for having joined us here. Hope you're looking forward to some high school basketball from the state tournament here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And, of course, Joseph, as always, it is incumbent upon me to remind all of our good listeners that this game is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member high schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written consent of both Care Radio and the KSHSAA. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, Gore Baldwin, it's going to be that big guy in the middle, Colton Collum, at 6'5". And it's tipped away. It's going to be controlled down by the Phoenix. Atchison with a basketball, and We are underway. AHN is going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. DeMar goes right side to feed over to the baseline. Jay-Z comes out on top. Eric Atkins coming right out of the gate, running a little motion. Taking some time, looking for that first good shot. Underneath, driving shot, Carter up and in. Trey picks up the first two, and Atchison going to break out on top, 2-0. We're a half a minute into the game, and the ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor, up top side. The Pistons going to run out there. It's a jump ball as Trey just dives in and tangles up Cooper Carr. So jump ball called, possession arrow is going to go to Baldwin. Bulldogs will put it in play all the way out to midcourt, dump it over to the left side, Colin with it, brings it out to the top of the key, gets it there to Carr. Carr looks in the middle, nines no room. Now he'll start to drive to the right side, cut off there, he has no opportunity. Lops it back off on top to Colin. Colin being guarded by Smith. Little crossover dribble on the left side. Carr with it again. Here's a jump shot wide to the left side. The rebound is going to be taken away. And again, Atchison not coming up with the rebound. Here's a follow shot. It's up no good this time. DeMar coming up with a basketball. It's a 2-on-1 break. And DeMar goes all the way to the rack, goes to the bucket, can't get his ball, but draws the foul, coming to the line for two. Official coming up with the scorer's table to let us know that it is officially Cooper Carr picking up his first foul of the game. One free throw coming up. First one, airborne, very short. So, one more free throw coming up here for Samar Hernandez. Get a little more oomph on this one. He does. It goes in. And Samar has his first point of the ball game in Atchison, leading it now 3-0 at 6:40 to go in quarter number one. Now, Atchison trying to come up with a steal, and Trey Carter's going to pick up a foul in the backcourt. He was able to tie up the basketball moments ago near midcourt. This time, as he reaches in, he's going to be called for a foul. And AHS is going to apply a little pressure on the inbound coming in from midcourt on the far sideline in the backcourt. It's going to be batted away again, rolling around on the floor, and Baldwin will get into the forecourt, drive to the free throw line, push it off on top, holding it up high, looking into the middle with it. That is going to be Schoenberger. Now the shot deflected. Rebounding it down. Here comes Atchison. Jay-Z coming out with the basketball. Back up with it. It's going to come Zamar. He'll swing down the left side, drive into the lane, lose the handle, kick it across, and Eric goes up and in. Give him two. Give him one more. This is more of the Atchison team that we have enjoyed during the course of the year. They are active. They are up-tempo. They're attacking the basket. They have already taken a 5-0 lead and looking to add to that with a free throw here from Eric Smith. It is up. It is in. He'll complete the 3-point play, and the Phoenix have leaped out in front 6-0 with 6:15 to go in the first. Back down court. The feed in the middle just launches on the floor. It's going to be saved out on top. Baldwin's going to have it in. Little hook pass deep into the right corner. With a down low, it's going to be Carr. He can't get into the middle. Brings it back out on top. Simbicki. 5:55 to go, opening quarter. Baldwin has not even gotten a good look at the rim yet in this game. Now they're going to drive across. Open shot from the left side. It is off the mark, and the long rebound is going to be tipped out. Offensive board pulled down. Uncontested 15-footer is going to be good by Cooper Carr. First point of the ball game for Baldwin. It is 6-2 Phoenix. 5.5 to go in quarter number one. Atchison will walk it up. Top side is going to be Jeet. He'll kick it over to the right. Here's a three. Trey Carter rims it around. No good. Rebounding it back. Here comes Baldwin. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. Baldwin scoring on his last possession. They're going to make it back-to-back scores. They'll go over to the right side to Simbicki. He'll scoop it underneath and a little mishandling of the ball, but they're going to call Atchison for a foul. I think that foul is going to be on Trey Carter. It is quickly going to be his second foul of the game. Trey playing up-tempo, but that has cost him two fouls in the first few minutes, first less than three. And a free throw will not go in for Colton Collum. Atchison's going to bring Trey out of the ball game and checking in for the Phoenix. You're going to get Chase Richards, the 6'5" junior. Second free throw will be good, and the Aztecs lead is cut in half. It is 6-3. We get down to the 5-minute mark of the opening quarter. Phoenix with the basketball. Smith will drive in, spins 360, looks to the left side, backs it away, bounces it off on Tom Zamar, takes his way down to the right corner. They're working right now in front of the Baldwin bench. Baldwin in the home whites with purple lettering and trim and block letters spelling out Baldwin above the numbers. Here's Atchison. Here's a jumper. Zamar off the window. No. Rebound. Jace tips it out, and it's going to be taken down off the floor. Baldwin up court with it. Carr brings it over left side. Zimbicki goes three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Richards. Here comes Atchison. Zamar running it down the floor. He's got Smith in the middle. I don't think he really sees him or doesn't feel like he can get him the ball there. Now they'll feed Jace in the lane. Spins 360. Turns too softly. The shot's coming up short. He thought he got fouled. The official does not. And up the floor with him will come Baldwin. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Baldwin with the basketball. Trailing him by three. Spinning down the right side. Falling away from 8 feet up. No good. Again, another Jace Richards rebound. And here come the Phoenix. Hernandez into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Skip pass. Backing in is going to be Smith. Backs in. Defender flops. Smith turns. Shoots. Scores. No foul called. Two more for Eric. And he's at five. He scored four in the entire game last night, and he's already burst in for five here tonight with 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison stretches its lead to 8-3. First substitution of the game coming in for Baldwin is it's going to be Ethan Smallsall. Ethan, a 5-foot, 11-inch sophomore. .340 to go in the first. Driving right, spinning inside, and they're going to call a foul on Jace. Richards just kind of kept sliding down and bumping, and he will have his first foul. It'll be Phoenix team foul three. Baldwin has committed a couple of their own, and they'll have it in play, Baldwin, well, at their baseline. It comes in, it goes up, and it goes in. Nice little inbound play to Cooper Carr. He's got four of his team's 5 points. Atchison leading at 8-5. At 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Zamar jumps it over to the left side. Jeter Purdy. Jeter, no points yet. And that driving layup is going to hit the back of the rim and slip out on top. No good. Here comes Baldwin. The kick left. The wide open three. Nope. But with bodies on the floor, are we going to get an offensive foul? Our official trots over to the scorer's table, and there it is, player control foul. It will be a whistle on Leo Schoenberger. So Leo picking up his first, and team fouls are now even at three pieces. We're at 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Baldwin is going to go to the bench and bring Garrett McLaughlin in pretty quick. And Atchison will throw the ball away out on top and turn it over. They were looking to throw the ball over to the wing, but the guy who they thought was going to be there was not there, and harmlessly carries out of play. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Atchison in front by one possession. It is an 8-5 Phoenix lead. And again, relatively low scoring start to the game. Ball with the basketball. Will kick it off on the top side. Swing it over to the left. Into the hands there of Carr. Carr dumps it back over to the left side. There were a little motion coming out on top. The defense very quickly there to alter the shot. Now it's going to go up for three. Very short. Rebound slapped around. It's on the floor. Atchison's going to dive on it. Jay-Z's got it covered up. Are they going to get a timeout? No. They're going to get a jump ball. Coach Battle is happening right in front of him, and he's out there yelling timeout. And the officials are stopping the play, and they're not giving him a timeout. They're just going to say it is a jump ball. And it's going to come back to the Phoenix from deep in the backcourt. As we're down to 2:20 to go in quarter number one of this third place game, it's an 8-5 Atchison lead. Hernandez goes left side. Smith, Zamar with it. Holds with that right foot. Out on top, Jeter. Free throw line, Jace. He'll start right. Lay it back behind him, Smith. Goes again to Jace, the big man, power move underneath, scores it, Jace Richards for two. It is now 10-5 Atchison, and we're inside two to go in the first. again, I mentioned it right out of the gate. I would probably say it a dozen times today. Is here's a little falling away shot from the top. It's going to be up and in by Cooper Carr, who has six of his team's 7 points. Atchison looking a bit more like themselves today, for whatever the reason, than it felt like they looked last night. Here's Richards right side at the free throw line. Out on top, Jay-Z into the corner to Zamar. Feeds to Jeter. Jeter, triple team. Goes back. Zamar will go three. Nope. Rebound underneath. Jay-Z, finger roll, two sock. Rebound tipped out. Smith has it knocked out of his hand. Taken away by the Bulldogs. Smith slow to climb to his feet with a minute 15 to go. And now he's kind of hobbling up the floor. Over to the left side, down to the baseline, driving in to the baseline again. Side of the lane, kicks it back off on top. Baldwin trying to get access in the middle of the Atchison defense, playing really, really hard. The drive left, spinning, rotating, shot is up and good. Leo Schoenberger is going to get his first bucket of the game. And the Atchison lead now a single digit. It's 10-9. We're inside a minute to go in the first quarter. Three-point shot left side, no good. Kelly, here comes Baldwin. Trailing by one, having never led in the game, the Bulldogs have possession of the basketball with a half a minute to go in the opening quarter. They'll feed to the right side of the lane. Back and in, twisted, turning, putting his head down to the chase. Richards throws that ball out of the gym. Here's the problem with that. And you know what was going on for Baldwin. He had to come into the game just moments ago, trying to back in and trying to get a shot away. A guy who is, and again, he's got decent size, you know, 6'1" or 6'2", but against Jace Richards, there was no chance for that shot to get over him and get to the rim. Here's a feed to the right side, falling away. The shot is up off the window and good. And with that bucket by Collum, Baldwin is taking the lead at 11-10. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. And Atchison's going to take that final shot. Out on top with it. Hernandez to Kelly, underneath to Purdy, goes up, gets fouled. This is kind of a flashback now with a second and a half to go. I kind of expected this to be what happened last night somehow, the feet in the middle to G, him going up strong and hitting it, getting fouled, or maybe both. Well, it did work here. Purdy coming to the line. 1.5 seconds left in the quarter. The first free throw is good, and that ties the game at 11. And Jeter collects his first point today. Second one, he'll have them both. And that will take us as the half-court shot does hit the backboard. That takes us to the end of the first. In Salina, at the end of the opening quarter, it is Atchison 12, Baldwin 11.
Voted best plumber in the best of the best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction. In business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Look at the statistics. You got to kind of ask yourself, what is it about the state tournament that causes great shooters to be okay shooters and good shooters to be not very good shooters? Because these two teams in the opening quarter have combined to go 0-for-8 three-point shooting. Atchison is hitting 36% of their shots. Baldwin is 5 of 12. That's 40%. So neither team is lighting it up. Neither team has hit a three. And Atchison has a lead because it's been good at the free throw line. 4 of 5. Baldwin is 1 of 2. Baldwin has out-rebounded Atchison to the tune of 9-5 after a quarter. Here come the Phoenix up court with the basketball just underway in quarter number two. They lead by one. We've got Yogi Purdy in the game. Here's Eric Smith from the left side. Kisses it off the window and good. And Eric now has 7. It is a 14-11. AHS lead at the 7:20 mark of the first half. Here's a runner right side off the back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound in the lane. Turning around. This is going to be deflected. And having come in late, I suspect the foul is going to be on Yogi. And it will have Schoenberger at the free throw line. We'll get that call. Yep. The foul on Yogi Purdy will be his first. Atchison's first of the second quarter. And stepping to the line for Baldwin is going to be the 6'5" sophomore. Colton Collum, the free throw no good, and he has 3 points as one of three at the free throw line. Six for Cooper Carr, two for Schoenberger, and three for Collum for Baldwin. The free throw, perfect. So he will get one of the two, and it is 14-12 Atchison. For the Phoenix, Eric Smith now with 7 points paces the way. It falls into Junior Purdy, Trey Carter, Jace Richards, each with two, and Jamar Hernandez with the other one. Smith has the ball right side of the lane, kicks it back. That's going to go to Yogi. Driving in is Jeter. Goes up strong, can't get it to fall. Doesn't draw a foul, a fight over the basketball. And it's going to be, they're going to let him play on. And up the floor with it, here comes Baldwin. And it's getting a little wild out of the court now. A lot of pushing and bumping and diving for the ball. Here's a wild three shot, missed badly. Jeter rebounds it down. The game has diminished to kind of that, you know, when you're out in the backyard with your cousins and, you know, it's Thanksgiving and you're shooting hoops in the driveway. It's kind of like that. You push him a little bit, you give him a little shove, and, you know, it's not really pretty basketball. It's what we're getting right now. Here's a three-point shot on the other end. Baldwin, no good. Jeter with another rebound. And right now, this team's running up and down the floor a lot, scoring nothing. It's still 14-12. 2 minutes in to the second quarter. Skip pass to Smith. Out on top. Hernandez pulls up. That shot misses. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Baldwin. Tons of defensive rebounds. The offenses are pretty much getting a single shot, none of many of which are going in right now. 5:45 to go in the first half. Back out on top. I'm a guy who loves the defensive basketball game as much as the next guy, probably a lot more than most. Here's a 15-footer. Rattles and goes in. But this kind of offense and this low scoring, not because the defense is good, it's just because the game is kind of haphazard right now. It's a 14-14 contest. So we are deadlocked with 5:20 to go in the half. And Atchison up the floor. Here's Trey from eight. Yes. Trey Carter's 4th point of the game at 16-14 Phoenix. At just over 5 minutes to play. Half number one here in Salina, Kansas, Class 4A, 3rd place game. Guideside. Atchison losing that 1-point heartbreaker last night to the defending state champions. Here's a nice spinning move underneath. It's going to be up and good for Baldwin. And Cooper Carr has 10. Carr is the only reason that Baldwin is a part of this game, and they are very much a part as we're tied at 16. Trey Carter drives in. Everybody thought Trey was going to shoot. Then Trey kicks it over to Jeter, who is already moving toward the rim in the event of an offensive rebound. He was in no position to take that pass, and it's going to go out of bounds into the near sideline, and back it will come to the Bulldogs. 4:40 to play before intermission. Baldwin will race into the forecourt, slide down the left side. It's going to be Cooper with it. Cooper Carr. Baldwin cuts right, dishes to the corner, squaring up, rainbow three. That's way short, and it's going to be taken by Zamar. He is one on two. Will drive, lean, turn, shoot, and get it. Zamar Hernandez, 18-16, Phoenix. Just over 4 minutes to go before halftime. Spinning, twisting, turning, leaning. That shot's way short, and somehow, through all of that contact and movement, a foul has been spotted against Atchison. It is going to be on Eric Smith. It will be his second. It is the second foul by Atchison in the second quarter. Coming to the free throw line, the shot in. And that is Cooper Carr. He continues to just carry this team along with him. Has 11 points now. 11 of his team's 17. Big place. Got pretty quiet. Second free throw is good. And tied again. We are now at 18. 3:55 to go. We were tied, gosh, back at 14, at 16, and now at 18. Neither team's been able to put together much of a lead. Atchison has had the biggest advantage of the game for just a moment. They were up 5. But Baldwin battling right back. 3.5 to go, first half. Right side to Marr for 3. Way too strong. Rebound. Jace had it. Knocked away from him and out of bounds. Coming back to Atchison. Right in front of the Bulldog cheering section to our right-hand side. 3:28 to go, first half. Trey's looking to bring it in. Atchison packing him in down low, and now they'll sneak Jeter out on top where he is undefended. Takes that inbound pass, and his shot in the middle is going to be rejected. It is blocked away, and up with it, it's Baldwin. The feet to the left block, back at Twiston, left-hand turn, off the glass, it's good. And Colton Collum, he started that with the block, he finished it with a shot on the other end, and back in front goes Baldwin. It is 20-18 Bulldogs. On the left side, it's going to be Smith, back out on top, Trey, a very long three, very short, rebounding it off the floor, Atchison, here's Smith for a three, nope, rebound, punched out on top, and it's going to be taken down. Baldwin, here comes Zimbicki, coast to coast, shot blocked on the other end. What a job by Jace Richards to outrun everybody to the other end of the floor and block that shot. And then Ashes is able to knock it out of bounds off a Baldwin player. It'll be Phoenix basketball. 2:37 to go, first half. Atchison's going to take Jeter Purdy out of the game. Jay-Z Kelly's going to come back in. And the Phoenix, trailing by 2, come back up on offense. Looks like Baldwin's decided to switch things up. They have. They're going to go to a 2-3. That's an interesting decision. Atchison, as I just look across, probably bigger at every spot. Pass top side, over to the left to Trey. From the baseline, the runner. Good for a pair, Trey Carter gets 2. And tied again. We are now at 20. And it's 2 minutes left in the first half. Close win for Atchison last night. Another close win here this afternoon. Minute 50 to go. First half. Into the lane. Twisting, turning, and falling away. And now they're going to say traveling with the basketball. You could only twist and turn and lean and push and work around quite so much before, as in the case there, Ethan Smossel travels with the basketball. So Smossel's going to turn it over, and here comes AHF. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Chase at the free throw line, right side Hernandez. It's 3. It is perfect. Damar! His teammates all nod at him and give him some attention and some positive reinforcement as he knocks down his first 3 of the afternoon. 23-20 Atchison. There was a travel, no whistle, the feet over to the left side. Baldwin with the ball outside the left block. On the floor once, twice, twisting, rotate, right side, up the window, no. And they're going to call a foul on Chase. Here's the thing. If you were to watch and study Baldwin much, Colton Collum gets the ball inside the block, in the lane. He will head fake left. And every time, and I've seen him do this now 3 or 4 times, back-to-back-to-back here, his first free throw is no good. He will try the fake, and then he will reverse and go back and put the ball in the right hand. And that is his shooting hand. That's the hand that he takes the shot with. He fakes 2 or 3 times to the left until he gets some kind of a movement, some kind of a commitment by his defender. The second free throw is good. And then he goes the other way. And has a pretty good look at it, and every time, high off the backboard, off the glass, puts it through. With that free throw, it is a 23-21 Atchison lead, and now the Phoenix will turn it over into backcourt with another throw to the corner that is met by no one. 1 minute to go in the half. Baldwin with the basketball. Trinica by a pair, 23-21. And Baldwin has still not hit a three. Atchison is 1 of 7, not exactly putting the world on fire. Here's a three for Baldwin, way short. Rebound to go down is going to be Carter. Atchison runs. 40 seconds left in the first half. Skip pass left side, Smith. Steps inside, grabbed by defender. Shot off the window, and no, but there will be the foul. As Eric turned to face the backboard and go for the layup, the defender, who he had beaten and turned inside, just kind of reached out and grabbed him and held him back. Free throw for Smith. Rolls in. That foul, by the way, is going to be the second of the game by Colton Collum for Baldwin. Eric's first free throw is his 8th point of the game. He had a big night game one, 17. Second free throw is good. 25-21, Atchison. 31 seconds left in the half. Will Baldwin look for a final shot, trailing by 4? Looking to go into the locker room by down by 1 or 2. Here's a quick 3. It's wide to the right side. Rebound tipped around Samar. Brings it down. So Atchison's going to get the final shot. They'll bring it up to Smith. Underneath. Bangs it home, Eric Smith, for 2 more. 8 seconds to go. Eric just said, I will score this, and he did. Out on top, long-range 3. Was not close, and Atchison, with a flurry in the late moments of the half, goes to the locker room up by 6, their largest lead of the afternoon. We'll be back to summarize it for you as they go to the break. It is Atchison 27, Baldwin 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
It's a 27-21 Phoenix lead at halftime here in Salina, Kansas. The Class 4A state tournament game, 2 o'clock ball game to decide who is taking away the third place trophy this season. And Phoenix have played really pretty well. It's a different game, a different looking team than we had seen last night. And for Baldwin, well, they're having some of the same troubles that, frankly, Atchison is having. And again, I started talking about it earlier. I don't know if it is the size of the game or just maybe it's the size of the building, because both of these teams are struggling. with their shots, particularly their shots from the outside, where Atchison finally hit one. Zamar is 1 of 3 from the outside. He is the only Phoenix to hit a three-point shot. Atchison is 1 of 7. But for Baldwin, they'd say 1 of 7? I'll take that. Baldwin is 0 for 11 three-point shooting in the opening half. For Baldwin, leading the way in scoring, it has been Cooper Cam. That young man has been really, really outstanding. And Cooper, a dozen points. He's 5 of 9 shooting the ball, including 2 of 2 at the free throw line, has 5 rebounds. You've also got Colton Collum. He's got 7 points. The other two belong to Leo Schoenberger. So only 3 players for Baldwin getting points on the board in that first half. For Atchison, you know, only 5 guys down the scoring column, but Eric Smith, he's been doing fantastic. He's got 11 points on 4 of 6 shooting, 3 of 3 at the free throw line, 1 assist for Eric so far this afternoon. At halftime, Trey Carter is 3 of 6 shooting the ball. He's got a half a dozen points and a steal, and also scoring for Atchison, Zamar Hernandez, 6 points. 4 rebounds for Zamar at halftime. You've got Chase Richards with 2, 1 of 2 shooting, and a couple of points for Yogi Purdy, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So again, Atchison is 10 of 24, 41%. Baldwin is 8 of 23, hitting 34%. But from the outside, 1 of 7 for Atchison, 0 for 11 for Baldwin at the free throw line. Phoenix is 6 of 7, Baldwin 5 of 8. Don't go far. We'll be back here in Salina, Kansas, to bring in the second half of this afternoon's high school ball game, the game that will put a bow on the 23-24 season, but not a bow on Care Radio basketball for the season. Just the high school portion ends here today. We'll talk about that, but we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll be back in Salina right after this.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Strong Body Shop in Atchison is here for all of your auto body needs. From door dings to scratches or full-on crashes, they are here to help you out. Give them a call today at 913-367-2457 to schedule your free estimate. That's 913-367-2457. Strong Body Shop, cheering on Trey, Jaden, and the entire Phoenix basketball team as they rise up and through this state tournament. Go Phoenix!
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
Teams have come out of the locker room, you know, back out of the floor, getting warmed up for the second half of this afternoon's high school basketball game here from the Class 4A tournament in Salina. And as I mentioned going into the break, that this will wrap up today. High school basketball for the year, but it will not wrap up basketball on Care Radio because the Benedictine College Lady Ravens will advance to the NAIA National Tournament. Yeah, of course we're going to be there. And the Lady Ravens are going to be playing first round game next Friday. Okay, they're going to be traveling to Seward, Nebraska, and they're going to be playing the host team of that regional game. With you look in the paperwork, it'll say CUNE. That is That is Concordia University of Nebraska out of Seward. They are a very good team, and Benedictine is going to be facing that home and host team in game number one Friday. And, of course, again, we'll be there here on Care Radio to bring you the live coverage of the Lady Ravens in the postseason in the national tournament. We'll be back here in Salina. Second half of the guys' game coming up. We'll be back with it right after this.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 25. Clear skies tomorrow. Highs around 64. Lots of sunshine and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Mid-70s Monday. Low 70s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
We are dreaming of spring. And with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Got to give a tip of the hat to Joseph back in the Care Sports Studios, handling all the heavy lifting. Joseph, appreciate you. Thank you very much. Tom Counts here in Salina. The Phoenix are going to be put in the line and playing for midcourt. They'll reverse the floor. Atchison going from right to left in the second half. And here we go. We're underway. Phoenix will have it up top. Goes over to the left side. Jeter drives in. For these seniors, you got to be start. They got to start to realize here's a three-point shot. Smith no good. Rebounding it down is Baldwin. Final half of high school basketball that they will ever play. It's got to be in your head a little bit, don't you think? I mean, I don't know, having not had that experience, hit a little fadeaway shot, it's got to be up and good for Cooper Carr. And Cooper's got now 14 points for Baldwin. And it's 27-23. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Out on top of the ball. Left side is going to go to Zamar. Back over to the right side, Jay-Z Kelly. Jay-Z looking for his first point of the game yet. Pass right side, on the corner, baseline three. That's a good one. Knocking it down, Hernandez, his second three of the game. 30-23. And here's the thing. We talk about it. Gus and I talk about it. Three-point shots, you're not making them. Boy, it's a quick transition to the other team very often. But if you're making them, suddenly, that cushion grows. It grows fast. And the Phoenix have taken their largest lead of the day at 30-23, up 7. Here's a shot from the left side. Rims out. No good. Phoenix coming down with the basketball. And here comes Carter. Trey racing into the forecourt. Jumps it over to the left side now at the baseline. Jay-Z, three for Jay-Z Kelly. 33-23. Phoenix kicking the door in. The drive, the shot rejected by Carter. Here comes Zamar. Outlets, Jay-Z rolls it up and in for another bucket. Atchison has exploded. They're up 35-23. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. Atchison, with that dozen-point lead, has forced Baldwin into a timeout. We're taking a break. Joseph with 5:57 to go in the third quarter. All Phoenix right now. Atchison 35, Baldwin 23.
Have you ever heard if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life?
Well, here at Outdoor Concepts, we've made a specialty out of our love of concrete. Most customers don't realize how many options there are when it comes to their project. With the extensive variety of tools and materials available in the industry, we're able to open the doors to your dreams. Whether you're looking for a standard finish of concrete that fits the everyday needs, or you're looking for something elegant that will really put your personal stamp on this project, just know you can trust your hometown concrete specialist, Outdoor Concepts and Design. You can give us a call at 913-674-0300.
Burger Company in Atchison is a longtime supporter of Atchison High Athletics. With over a century of providing quality leather products and excellent customer service, they are four generations strong. Burger Company in Atchison High School, making our community strong. Go Phoenix!
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Look at the field. Coach Don Blanchett for Baldwin has decided to do coming out of the timeout. And the first thing he's going to do is you go to the guy that's been getting you there. You feed it in the middle. And as quickly as that, we're going to get an Atchison foul as Leo Schoenberger tried to go up with a little bit of a layup from the right side of the lane. We get a whistle. We've got contact. And it is going to be the first foul of the game by Jeter Purdy. It is the first Atchison foul of the third quarter. First foul for either team in the third quarter. Free throw number one is good. Leo sending up the second one. It rolls away. It will not go in. And the rebound coming out of Eric Smith. 35-24 Phoenix. We're 5.5 to go. Running shot off the lip of the rim. No good for Trey. And a rebound is going to be pulled back down by Schoenberger. He'll cut to the right side. Fax twist. Travels with it. No whistle. Comes back over to the top side. Cutting in the middle. Spinning. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Trey Carter. As he went into the lane, Cooper Carter thought he was going to put some kind of a move on Trey. Trey wouldn't keep up with him. Trey saw what was going on. Not only did he anticipate it, he was quicker and was able to get there and reject that ball out of bounds. Great defensive play, Trey Carter. We're at 5:20 to go in the third quarter. The ball at the free throw line. No room in the middle for Schoenberger. Comes back out on top. Now dropping a shoulder, driving into the lane, putting a shot up in traffic. It's going to be good for Cooper Card. He's got 16. 35-26. With 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Atchison, the ball in the lead. Carter goes left side, lobs it out on top. Hernandez drives into the lane, kicks it back. Here's three. Jeter, short. Long rebound. Going to be cleared down by Talon Torres. And you know what? We have hardly said Torres' name in this game. All the action for Baldwin has been at basically the 3-4-5. We've hardly called him at all. 4.5 to go now in the third. Back out on top, it's going to be Collum. There's Zimbicki. He's the one, and we haven't talked about him pretty much at anyway. Here's a shot underneath. Oh, good. Rebound. Pulled down by the Phoenix. That is Jeter Purdy clearing down another one. Purdy pulls down that rebound. It'll be his fifth of the afternoon. And with 4 minutes exactly to go in the third quarter, Atchison with the basketball leading it 35-26. 3-point shot, Trey Carter in and out. No. Rebounding it back down is going to be Schoenberger. Back up the floor comes Baldwin. Baldwin in those home whites with the purple lettering and trim. It'll skip past the free throw line. Backing in is going to be Carr. Cut off by Carter. Out on top, stepping up above the 3-point line. That shot's way short. And the rebound hits Eric right in the chest. He wraps it up with both arms. Give him a rebound and give Atchison the basketball back. 3.5 to go in the third. Phoenix and Trey Carter walking it up the floor now, being patient. There was no transition available, so they didn't rush the ball up. They're not rushing it on this end. Now the feed in the middle is going to be kicked out of bounds. It'll come in to Atchison from their offensive end. Into the game for Baldwin. Ethan Smossel. And also back in for Baldwin is going to come Garrett McLaughlin. The feed underneath, Atchison goes up and hits it for two more. 37-26 Atchison. 3:10 left in the third quarter. Hernandez gets that two-pointer, and he is in double figures now with 11. The defense for Atchison has been really, really solid. Skip pass over to the left side, and I think Coach Blanchett is just so frustrated with his team's inability to move the ball, get the ball into the middle, and begin to score inside like they had been scoring inside early in the game. Atchison has adjusted for that. Baldwin trying to figure out a solution, and Joseph, they're going to take a timeout. Let's take a timeout. What do you say? A break with 2:57 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix out front. It's Atchison 37, Baldwin 26.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
The staff and all the kids at Atchison Child Care Association are rooting for the Atchison High School boys basketball team at State in Salina. They are proud to claim several team members as alum and are proud of their many successes. Go Phoenix!
Brick Street Bourbon Barbecue Restaurant in Valley Falls will soon be adding brick oven pizza to their menu. Dining with friends, family, teammates, or a group? No problem. We take reservations. Looking for a caterer for a small event, corporate party, wedding, or anything in between? Contact us for a quote. Brick Street Bourbon on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas.
But as the ball comes in to Baldwin out of the timeout, a spectacular piece of defense for Atchison by J.C. Kelly. It is driven down the baseline, and J.C. just stays right beside, never bumping, never touching, right beside the ball handler, forcing him to step out of bounds. Atchison coming the other way. The shot is up, missing. Rebound underneath. Baldwin's going to come back up court with it at 2:15 to go in the third quarter. It's batted away for a moment up top side, and are they going to call Hernandez for a foul? The official's coming over here, yeah. It will be Zamar. Now, if you'll remember back to last night, Zamar got into some foul trouble, found himself with four about this time of the game. Well, that is his first foul today. It'll be Atchison's second third quarter foul, and Baldwin hasn't committed a foul yet in the second half. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with an 11-point lead, 37-26. Right side shot, launched up, no good. Offensive rebound, pulled down, fired up, no good. Rebound, Atchison. Here comes Trey. Oh, he wanted to get it to Jay-Z, but he thought, you know what, it was a little bit of a risky pass, decided not to do it. Using good judgment and holds the ball up top side and lets the Atchison offense work. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, the Phoenix with the ball and an 11-point advantage. And it's going to get away from Carter, and Atchison turns it over. Up floor, down the right side is going to be Carr, and he'll have it stripped away, and we will have, I suspect, is that a foul, or just going to say knocked out of bounds? Yeah, just knocked out of bounds by Trey Carter. No foul. Coming back in again to the Bulldogs, just to the right side of the lane, down to their baseline, and now we're going to have a foul on the inbound as an illegal screen is set, and it's the third foul of the game by Colton Collum. Collum picking up his third foul of the afternoon. And at a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, here come the Phoenix. Trey Carter crosses the top, goes to the left hand with a dribble, stops left side of the circle. Top side Smith, right side Hernandez. Little head fake, dives in, and as he tries to dish it across, the ball's going to be taken away by the Bulldogs. So Atchison with a turnover on the other end. That shot is rejected out of bounds by Smith. Driving down the side of the baseline, Ethan Smalsoff, he goes up with a shot, and Eric outleaps him, just throws the ball out of bounds down at the baseline, where if Baldwin had brought a band, where it would be sitting. Smith's coming out, and Purdy's coming out for Atchison. We're going to get Yogi Purdy back in, and we're also going to get Chase Richards in. So the Phoenix making a duo of substitutions. Here's a drive in, drop on a shoulder. The shot rejected by Richards. Oh, my goodness. Now double-teamed in the backcourt. Trey Carter outruns two defenders, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Battle. He's on his point guard in trouble to the backcourt, rescues him, and we're going to take a break, Joseph. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. Phoenix up 11. Atchison 37, Baldwin 26.
Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Out of the timeout, Phoenix put the ball in play. Coach Battle's on the near side, waving his arms, saying, spread that floor out, guys, because we're inside a half a minute to go in the third quarter. Atchison now will widen it out. Hernandez very near midcourt, keeps the dribble alive, being defended by Torres. Hernandez kicks it out on top to Trey Carter. Now we're inside 10 seconds to go in the third. Carter, left side of the lane, pulls up, bunny hop, shot out the window, and a plus one. What a job, Trey Carter. He duped his defender into coming off his feet, goes up with the shot, takes it off the backboard for the bucket and the plus one. And that is now the fourth foul of the game on Baldwin's Colton Collum. Trey at the line. The free throw is short. The rebound, Baldwin, and the third quarter's over. We'll be back going to the fourth in Salina, Kansas, the final basketball quarter of the high school year. It is Atchison Phoenix, 39, Baldwin, 26.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the Atchison High Phoenix. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. That's 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you when it matters, where it matters.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
We're underway as the fourth quarter begins here at the Tony's Event Center. The ball put in play by Baldwin, and then Atchison is going to slap it away, knock it out of bounds. It'll be off the Bulldogs. Here come the Phoenix. Baldwin is led in scoring by Cooper Carr. He's having a fabulous game, 16 points. 7 for Collum, 3 for Schoenberger. Only 3 guys scoring for Baldwin, and Baldwin with only 5 third quarter points. Here's a running shot up and in. Trey Carter, 2 more. He's in double figures. 3 Phoenix in double figures scoring. As Atchison goes up 15. It's 41-26. Baseline jump shot up, no good. And a 3-point shot continues to fail Baldwin. They are 0 for 14 3-point shooting today. Sometimes that's how it goes, and it doesn't matter what you do. And of course, you credit the defense to an extent. But even at that, 0 for 14, some days there is a lid on that thing, and the lid is on there for Baldwin today. 7:13 to go in the season. Phoenix putting the ball back in play from right in front of the Atchison bench. It'll be lobbed way into the backcourt. It's Zamar takes it away. I thought he got fouled, but the official standing right there looking at it says, nope. And Atchison on offense. Yogi's in the game. Jace Richards in the game. You got Jay-Z Kelly out there, Zamar Hernandez, Trey Carter, the feet underneath to Jace. The big man hooks it up and in. Oh, what a play by Jace Richards. It's now 43-26. 6:49 to go. And here's a shot. It's up. Is it in? A plus one. Counting the bucket. And a foul is going to be called on Jace. That's going to be his third here today. An opportunity and a three-point play for Colum. That would get him into double-figure scoring. He has 9 with the bucket and 10 with the free throw. It is 43-29. 6:46 to go. Atchison walking it up to the right side, accelerating into the forecourt. Trey beats his defender who reaches in late. The foul is going to be on Zimbicki. So Joseph Zimbicki will collect the personal foul. A little 5'10" senior point guard. It is his second today. Atchison will bring it in, baseline right. The feet underneath. The ball is going to be knocked away from Jason. Jason was squaring up, and they're going to call him for a travel. And now we're going to get substitutions. Who's coming in and out? Richards is coming out. He's not thrilled about checking out. Eric Smith comes in. Yogi Purdy comes out. Jeter Purdy comes back in. And we're at 6.5 minutes left. Here comes Baldwin down 14. They'll dish it over to the left side. Way up high is going to be Schoenberger. Carr has it. Carr's been the real bright spot for Baldwin today. He'll take a baseline, kind of push off with the free hand, puts the shot up and in, and draws a foul as he got inside Trey. And as Trey goes up to try to deflect that shot, there was a little bit of contact, and he will collect his third foul this afternoon. And a chance at another three-point play for Baldwin. So they're not hitting him three from the outside, but they are collecting threes the conventional way, and that one's going to be complete. So two fourth-quarter three-point plays for Baldwin, making this game a little closer. It is now 43-32 at 6 minutes left. Atchison spreading it out. You look out on the floor, it is the starting five out there for head coach Pat Battle, driving in, the feed out on top. Jeter for three. Can't get it. And a rebound underneath the Baldwin. Baldwin now went into up-tempo. Into the forecourt. Carr races right side. Goes in. Misses a layup. Jeter rebounds it down. And Atchison taking it the other way. Eric Smith wanted the ball on the outlet pass. And Atchison just being a little more conservative than that. Now Trey gets run over from behind as he was going to the floor. Just hit the brakes. Instantly stopped it. Nothing Cooper Carr could do but just run over him. Carr will pick up his second foul today. And Atchison putting it in play from the near side. Jay-Z Kelly will rotate out. Jace Richards is back in. So with Richards and Smith out there at the 4-5, here's a feed in the middle to Trey. And he goes up for a shot, gets fouled. With 5.5 minutes to go in the game, this is the fifth, I believe, foul on Colton Colum, and it is. So Colton is going to wrap up the season at 5:29 to play in the ball game. He will have collected 10 points for Baldwin today, and he's still not leaving the floor. And they're saying, hey, that was fine, young man, and here we go. Coach is going to be granted a moment or two to make a substitution, and returning to the floor, guy's been out there quite a bit today, is going to be Garrett McLaughlin. McLaughlin will come back in for the fouled out Colton Colum. But a free throw is good. 11 points now for Trey Carter. He is the third Atchison player to score 11. 11 for Zamar, 11 for Eric, and now 11 for Trey. And that one will make it a dozen, and he takes the lead. With 5:29 to go, Atchison going up 45-32. And looking out there for Atchison. Yeah, still got that same five out there. Driving across to the baseline. Reverse layup is batted away by Jeter. Taken away by Chase Richards. And here comes Atchison. Trey Carter will walk it up. Gets by his defender. Gets run into from behind it again. What Trey does is he gets a couple of quick steps on Cooper Carr. Gets in front of him. Cooper turns to chase him. And then Trey just hits the brakes and stops. And Carr at that point, a little inertia. He can't stop. Runs into him. And it collides, and again, we'll pick up a foul. This is going to be his third. Trey's free throw, perfect. Atchison rolling up some points now at the free throw line. They're now 9 of 11 at the free throw line today. And 10 of 12. 47-32, Atchison by 15. They've led by as many as 17 points. It's worth 5 minutes to play. The quick three launch to the baseline left is going to be off the mark, and the rebound pulled down, saved by Baldwin. They'll kick it back out on top. Now to the baseline left, another three. Air ball short. Smalsel puts a shot up, and it's way short. Chase catches it on the fly, and again, Trey will walk it up the floor, and Atchison showing patience, showing that senior leadership that they've got so much of out of the court. And we're at 4.5 minutes to go. It's 47-32. Over to the right side at the free throw line. 12-footer, runner, got it, Trey Carter, two more. 49-32. For the second time in the game, Atchison leads by 17. And as this shot goes up, Chase is going to get called for another foul. And he's got that look of startled amazement as that one is going to be his, is that his fourth maybe? It is. Coming to the line for Baldwin is going to be Cooper Carr. He's 3-3 at the line today. Good shooter. Knocks that one right in. So Jay's back out of the game for Jay-Z. Atchison, four seniors wrapping up their high school careers here this afternoon. The second free throw by Cooper Carr is also good. It is 49-33, and we're taking a timeout, Joseph. Let's do it with 4:18 to go. Phoenix, 49, Baldwin, 33.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Congratulations to the Atchison High School Phoenix on an excellent year from the Stress Creek Group. Stress Creek is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities and go Phoenix.
Putting the ball in play for the backcourt, launches all the way to the midcourt line. And here's a feed underneath for Smith, batted away, outlet to the other end. Smalsel drives, his shot's blocked by Jeter, and Jeter's going to be called for a foul beneath the goal on the other end of the floor. We're just about halfway through the fourth quarter, 4:04 to go. Back to the free throw line, we'll go with Baldwin and step it up there. Is going to be Ethan Smalsel, the 5'11" sophomore. Here's the thing with Baldwin. Only two seniors on this team. It is all pretty much sophomores and juniors. Couple of free throws coming here. First one rolls around. It's good. The second one is not, and it's going to go out of bounds to Atchison. Four. 49-35. 4:03 left. Inbound it comes. Eric will take it in the forecourt to Zamar. Atchison still with that starting five out there. And again, in that starting five, we've got three seniors out there right now. Here's a feed underneath. Jeter for the driving baseline layup. Murdy, hard to believe that is only his fourth point of the game. It is 51-35. On the other end of the floor, the shot goes up, and it's going to be good. 51-37. Stolen back by Baldwin. The feed left, and another quick two for Schoenberger. And we're going to get a timeout, Phoenix. Atchison giving up a little quick flurry, and we're taking a break. 3:21 to go in the game. Phoenix 51, Bulldogs 39.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Papa John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. A la Carrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Urban Lawn Care is your go-to for lush lawns, stunning landscaping, tree care, and pest control. They're rooting for the Phoenix at State. Urban Lawn Care, where green meets greatness.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
It's going to be interesting to see how this game rolls up to the end with 3:21 to play. Atchison, a 12-point lead, and a ball in play in the backcourt. It'll come in to Trey Carter. Baldwin is going to look at this score sheet, and now Carter gets double-teamed, and the ball is going to be stolen from him. The run down the floor, the easy layup is going to be up and good, and Baldwin continuing to hustle, trying to battle back. That's McLaughlin's first point. 51-41. And now we'll have Atchison going to the other end. The driving shot and the bucket and the foul. Count the basket. The foul is going to be on McLaughlin. And a chance at a three play for Jeter. But again, Baldwin's going to look at this score sheet and look at the statistics. And they're going to say, well, with 3:01 to go in the game, we were 0-16. From outside, three-point shots, free throws up and good. Jeter knocks it down. He's having a nice game. 54-41, and we're inside three. Baldwin down floor, goes topside to Zimbicki. Carr with it, starts into the lane from 15, kind of falling away, puts a shot up that misses, and Jeter Purdy gets way upstairs, clears that thing down, secures it. And now Atchison comes up the floor. Hernandez, double-teamed in the corner. Skips it out on top to Jeter. He'll cut left. Plays off a beautiful screen by Eric Smith. He blocks off two guys. And a layup for Jeter. Somehow there's got to be an assist in that, right? Three-point shot. There it is! Cooper Carr hits the first three of the game for Baldwin with 2:10 to play. It is 56-44. Atchison with 2 minutes left. Here's DeMar. Skips it. Feeds underneath. Jay-Z. No defender near him. It's up and in. His. Right now, Baldwin getting wrapped up and chased to the basketball. Jay-Z Kelly has seven. 58-44. Underneath on the other end. It misses. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Eric. And as a defender, tries to abscond with the basketball. He's going to reach in and commit a foul. And we will walk to the other end of the floor. This whistle is going to be on Cooper Carr. He will collect his fourth foul. And before we come back to play, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, a break at a minute 41 left in the season. Atchison Integrate Spa. It's a Phoenix 58, Bowman 44.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeastern Kansas with a location in Waterville, serving all of the Midwest, stocking trailers for manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. And oh, by the way, if they don't have the trailer in stock, they can order custom trailers just for you, built to your specification. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Been enjoying a 58-44 lead. They're putting Eric at the free throw line, and Smith's first shot is up and good. 59-44 Phoenix. That's a dozen points for Eric Smith the third. His second free throw going to be a little bit short, and up with it. It is the Bulldogs. Minute and a half left. Zimbicki will go topside, way out on the wing. Bowman's going to have to try to get a shot away a little quicker. Here's a 15-footer that is going to be too soft. Smith comes out with a rebound, gets it away to Zamar Hernandez, into the forecourt to Jeter, gets double-teamed, throws it back across to the right side, and we got a timeout. Officials looking over. They're going to take a timeout. Apparently, going to take a break right here. I'm not sure that everybody was on the same page with that, but officially they have taken it, and Joseph, officially we're taking it. It's just like that. We're down to 76 seconds to go. The score, Atchison 59, Baldwin 44.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded. That's my bank.
Now, Phoenix fans beginning to feel it with a minute 16 to go in the ball game, and Atchison in front by 15 points. It'll be put in play right in front of the Atchison bench, and Jeter Purdy will do the inbound. Wants to get it to Eric. He does at the free throw line. Behind the head pass, Jay-Z reverse layup. A circus play is good for two. Jay-Z with nine. Smith the assist, and it was set up by that inbound by Jeter. Here's a pass across, and they will call it foul on Atchison, and award a couple of free throws to Baldwin as head coach Pat Battle brings one and two and three and four. Now five players to the scorer's table. Phoenix fans on their feet. As Atchison is going to sub out with a minute seven to play and have the third place win well in hand. The free throw is up and good for Cooper Carr. What a game. Young man's done great. Atchison fans on hand here today, coming to their feet, applauding this team as they exit the floor. Free throw will not go in. And a rebound cleared away by Atchison. The upcourt pass is going to be stolen. The feed to the left, the elbow, the shot, and there's a bucket by Carr. He gets a couple of more. AHS to the backcourt. Baseball pass, other end of the floor. It's going to be taken down. The drive underneath. The layup. Oh, it won't go in. A nice look underneath by Cedron Mays. Here's a shot on the backside, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds by K.O. Williams. Who we got out there? We got Aaron Friedel and K.O. Williams and Aiden Rebant. And who's that out there? Josiah Thompson and Zaidan Mays. Here's a long three. That's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds on the fly for Baldwin with half a minute to play in the game. AHS. Got some young guys out of 04 now finishing it off. Comes in the backcourt. Going to be taken by Friedel. Into the forecourt, it's going to be Aiden. Rebound goes in the middle. Stops, turns, puts it off the window. Oh, it doesn't go in. Rebound down to Baldwin and Schoenbarger. Schoenbarger over to Carr. Carr starts left, comes right, dumps it into the corner. 17, 16 seconds of play. Out on top. Zimbicki's three. Oh, that's short. Rebound underneath, it's on the floor, and Baldwin is going to rescue it. They'll run outside, launch another three, and it's going to go in. Carr will hit another three. 4 seconds and three. Atchison holds it to the backcourt. Your final score in Salina, Kansas, in the third place game in the Class 4A state title game. It is Atchison 61, Baldwin 50. We'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Tony's Event Center in Salina, Kansas, where presentation of the third place trophy is getting prepared. And let me recap the scoring for you in this one. First of all, for Baldwin, Cooper Carr. And how can you say enough about this guy? Leads his team in scoring. Cooper with 30 of his team's 50 points today. Colton Collum had 10 of them. It was Leo Schoenbarger with 7. 2 for Garrett McLaughlin and Ethan Smossel with 1. For Atchison, 3 guys in double-digit scoring. Trey Carter, 16. Eric Smith, a dozen. Samar Hernandez, 11. 9 apiece for the other two starters. Jeter Purdy, Jay-Z Kelly, 9 each. And rounding out the Atchison scoring, it was Jace Richards with 4 and Yogi Purdy with 2. I want to talk about our Union State Bank Player of the Game. And today, like we do for these final games for some of these guys, it belongs to the seniors. Player of the Game honors to the 4 Atchison seniors who wrap up their high school careers here today. Samar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, and Aaron Friedel. These young men have put together great careers, great seasons, and don't be surprised when you hear their names in broadcasts that we have and sports stories that we have here on Care Radio and the MSC Sports Network as they move on. Thanks, man. As they move on to collegiate careers, not necessarily basketball. You got some serious football players out there, too. We talked to Coach about that in the pregame yesterday, that the Atchison team, made up of a lot of football players, got off to a little bit of a slow start this year, only because their football team was so incredibly good. They got a little bit of a slow start getting ready to go. and to basketball. They made that adjustment. Obviously, they made it very, very well. And end the year with a 22-3 record. So, fantastic job for Atchison. Congratulations to head coach Pat Battle, to his assistant coaches. He had Christian Arnold and Mark May on the sideline helping. And again, along with head coach Battle, certainly all of his staff and all the people involved with Atchison and the Atchison Phoenix Club and programs. Great season for all of them. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here today from Salina, Kansas. Again, the final score in the third place game in the Class 4A Kansas State High School Activities Association postseason basketball tournament. It was the Atchison Phoenix 61, Baldwin 50. And until we greet you next Friday, that's right, basketball continues on Care Radio as the Benedict and Lady Ravens in the NAIA Women's National Tournament. We'll be with them in Nebraska Friday evening as they will be playing Concordia University of Nebraska. So more hoops coming up here on Care Radio with the college ladies. Till then, for our man Joseph, who does all of the work in the Care Sports Studios and makes it look so easy and does it so well. Joseph, we appreciate what you do. Tom Counts from Salina, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.